Gunfire came at us from both sides, still more or less blind and random, but no less lethal for that. Bullets are the damnedest things going by. They aren't dramatic. By themselves, they sound almost like big bugs, like something that might buzz by you real fast out in the country on a hot, muggy summer afternoon. It's almost hard to feel afraid of them until it truly hits you exactly what they are. It's kind of handy, actually, that moment of disconnection between the time your senses tell you that death is flicking around randomly a couple of feet away and the time your mind manages to make you understand that moving around in it is an awful idea. It gives you time to act before you get so scared that you just find a shady spot and stay there.
Go, go, go!
I called, still charging forward. Our only chance was to keep moving ahead, to rattle Nicodemus and company into jumping out of the way, and to get into the only shelter on that hilltop.
Kill them!
Nicodemus roared, his voice furious, and then there was the sound of rushing wind from overhead. He must have taken to the sky, flying upon that shadow of his as if upon enormous bat wings. More of the beasts had closed on Michael, and both swords were at work again, striking out, silver light gleaming more brightly now from their blades. Sonya let out a shout, and more light flooded the hilltop, casting my own shadow out darker in front of me as Esperachius joined the battle, and more of the beasts' cries of pain shook the air. In front of me, Thornid Namshiel howled out in frustration and evident terror in some tongue I didn't know, and I saw that both Tessa and Hellmaid Rosanna had pulled a vanishing act. Namshiel, his arm outstretched in the general direction of the far side of the stone throne, added, despair in his voice,
"Come back!"
Then he turned toward me as he heard my feet churning through the wet snow. He still held a corona of green lightning in his spiny hand, and as his eyes focused on my general location, he bared his teeth in a snarl of bitter hatred and flung out his hand, hurling a sphere of crackling emerald electricity at me. My shield bracelet was ready to go, and I had terror and rage and determination in plenty to empower my defenses. I deflected the sphere at an angle and sent it rebounding harmlessly up into the sky.
"Amateur puppy!"
Namshiel snarled and began to gather more sickly green power at his fingertips. He made an odd little gesture and flicked his fingers, and suddenly five tiny threads of green light leapt toward me on five separate spiraling paths. I brought my shield around to intersect the new attack and realized at the last second that each individual thread of energy was coming at me on a slightly different wavelength of the spectrum of magical energy, a variance of frequencies that my shield couldn't stretch to cover. Not all at the same time, anyway. I countered three of them and nearly got the fourth, but it slipped by me, and I never even touched the fifth strand. Something that felt like cold, greasy piano wire wrapped around my throat, and I couldn't breathe.
"Insufferable, arrogant little monkey,"
Namshiel hissed.
"Playing with the fires of creation, binding your soul to it as if you were one of us. How dare you so presume? How dare you wield soulfire against me? I, who was there when your pathetic kind was hewn from the muck."
It wasn't so much being strangled to death that I objected to, or even the megalomaniacal monologue I was being subjected to in the process. I just wished that I knew what the hell he was talking about. Granted, I had busted him up pretty good with that silver hand thing, but he was taking it so freaking personally. I lost track of what I'd been thinking of. My head hurt, so did my neck. Thornid Namshiel was ranting about something, practically foaming at the mouth, really, right up until Amarachius flashed in a line of silver fire, and Thornid Namshiel's head hopped up off his shoulders, tumbled twice, and fell into the snow. Suddenly I took a deep breath, and the world started sorting itself out again. Michael stepped forward, took one look at Namshiel's body, and hewed the right hand off at the wrist. He picked up the hand and dropped it into a pouch on his sword belt. Meanwhile, Sonya shouldered his rifle and dragged me to my feet.